So in terms of making home economics compulsory, it is the only school subject that actually teaches people how to cook. And it also aims to develop a healthy and sustainable attitude and positive relationship with food. And all of that is done through practical learning. So students actually have the opportunity to be in the kitchen and learn hands-on cookery skills. Home economics is life skills. And again, in terms of there is no other school subject where they have the opportunity to be able to apply their understanding of nutrition, diet, health principles in order to adopt a healthy lifestyle.
I presume more home economics teachers would be required, and also probably an upgrade in facilities where the subject could be taught.
Yeah, absolutely. At the moment, we know of the 715 schools in the country, 594 offer home economics. So consequently, the department the Rockers Committee have recommended that this would be introduced in a phased basis to allow schools to be able to put on the extra facilities. But however, this is something that has happened in the north, where back in 2007, they moved towards compulsory home economics and they would have faced similar challenges. So we do have a roadmap to follow in that respect. Certainly, there would be a need for more home economics teachers as well. And as St. Angela's is the only third level provider of home economics teacher education, we have started already to work towards significantly increasing our student intake in home economics each year. And we've more plans to do so in the coming years as well.
If you can provide students with as much information on the practical skills of cooking and information on nutrition and the value of nutrition for food as well, it's as good a place as any to start to try and tackle this epidemic.
Yeah, absolutely, because we do have a lost generation where some people are not able to cook or don't have those certain types of food skills. And sometimes people just presume all you have to do is learn how to cook. But actually, there's much more around it in terms of being able to, you know, plan a menu, budget for your food, financial literacy skills, cooking, portion control, reading food labels, dietary analysis, costing, sensory analysis, food waste, etc. So it brings in a whole wide range of food skills that are absolutely essential for everybody to know how to do.